This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. High Lie, arguably the world's fastest sport, is moving quickly towards possible extinction, at least in this country. The sport was born 5 centuries ago in Spain's Basque Country and used to draw huge crowds here in the U.S. But today there are only 5 High Lie arenas left, all in Florida. From Miami, Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
High Lie is a Basque term that means merry festival. But there's nothing especially merry about the scene on a recent Tuesday evening. Out of 4,500 seats, only a few hundred are filled. Everyone seems vaguely depressed, from the workers taking bets.
Bets here. Let's get some bets here.
To the fans engulfed in a sea of empty seats, to the vendors pouring warm beer into paper cups, to the players themselves.
If you look at the crowds, there's nobody.
That's Roberto Lique. Like most players, he's from Spain's Basque Country. And like most players, he's from a High Lie family. He started playing when he was 7 years old. His father, a former player, is one of the few spectators in the stands on this day.
The first thing he told me this morning was that there's nobody in the crowd. And when he used to play, there was like 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people out there.
What went wrong? How did interest in High Lie drop so precipitously? Part of the problem is the game itself. It's an acquired taste, alien to most Americans. High Lie is something like handball, but instead of using their bare hands, players strap a hook-shaped basket called a cesta to one arm. They use it to catch a ball called a pelota and, in one fluid motion, hurl it against a wall. Ed Kaplan, a longtime High Lie fan, says it sounds easy, but it's not.
If you took any person and you just strapped a cesta or a basket on their arm and gave them the ball, or the pelota as they call it in Spanish, and put them 30 feet from the front wall and said, try to hit the wall without any coaching or whatever, they would not do it. They would hit their foot, the ball would go backwards, and the ball would, you know, drop out of the basket.
Then there is the sheer speed of the game. High Lie balls have been clocked as fast as 188 miles per hour. At those speeds, says Todd Sorensen, spokesman for a High Lie arena, the natural instinct is to run away.
Yeah, like every rational thought and instinct inside your body is telling you to do one thing, and you have to overpower all of that and do exactly the opposite. And that is this game.
The pelota, the ball, is made of rubber and goatskin. It's slightly smaller than a baseball and hard as a rock. Todd Sorensen knows that all too well. A few years ago, he hesitated for just a split second and took a pelota in the face.
The High Lie ball shattered my teeth into thousands of pieces and left the nerves hanging from my mouth. So I couldn't breathe. It was a pretty interesting experience.
Sorensen still plays occasionally, but spends most of his time in front of a microphone doing the play-by-play.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dania High Lie.
His announcements bounce off empty seats. It wasn't always this way. The 1960s, 70s, and 80s were High Lie's golden era, a time when celebrities from Johnny Unitas to Buddy Hackett were among those placing wagers on their favorite players. These days, they still get the occasional visit by Fred Savage, but it's just not the same. Part of the problem is that High Lie has lost its near monopoly on gambling. Today, says Ed Kaplan, people have many more ways to scratch that itch.
The lottery. People can bet at home online. Down here in South Florida, there's cruise ships that go nowhere that have slots and sports books and things on it. The Bahamas are close by. People can go over there. There's Indian casinos.
A 3-year-long player strike in the late 1980s certainly didn't help High Lie's fortunes. Even Mother Nature seems to conspire against the sport. Last year's hurricanes damaged several High Lie arenas, forcing them to close for a while. Fans of the game pining for another megastar, someone like Joey, who in his day was the Tiger Woods of High Lie. Again, Todd Sorensen.
In the 80s and 90s, Joey alone drew, you know, over 2 million visitors to Florida a year just to come see him play.
So you need another Joey.
It would help.
High Lie owners are searching for other ways to resuscitate the sport. They're trying to convince a network like ESPN to carry High Lie matches. Meanwhile, they've taken to more desperate measures, such as inviting waitresses from a nearby Hooters restaurant to help drum up business. The best realistic hope for the sport is that when slot machines are installed at some Hi-Li arenas later this year, they'll help draw bigger crowds. For now, Hi-Li survives on inertia and the support of a few diehard fans. You might say that Hi-Li has a cult following, but Ed Kaplan says that would be overstating it.
Hockey is like a, has a cult following. Hi-Li, I don't even know if we could get to that, to the cult following. But if we are, we're a hardcore cult.
What are you doing?
Kill them.
Bob Mendola and Mark Catania are definitely members of the Hi-Li cult. They come two or three times a week. They seem to spend most of their time grumbling about the referees and yelling at the players. In other words, true sports fans. They say they love everything about Hi-Li.
The prices, the betting. I mean, it's much better than betting horse racing. It's more exciting. At least it's like the sport, but you're betting on it.
The horse race is over in 2 minutes. This game lasts a half hour, 20 minutes. You get more value for your money.
How long Hi-Li will be with us is anybody's guess, but Ed Kaplan says it will be a sad day indeed when the last pelota is hurled against the wall.
It would be very, very sad. Most people probably, they wouldn't even blink. They wouldn't even think about it.
So if you were a gambling man, and you obviously are, would you bet that Hi-Li in the United States will still exist 5 or 10 years from now?
I think 5 and 10 years, yes. Beyond that, I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to bet a lot on it, and I probably sentimentally just wouldn't want to bet against it.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.